I should be joined on the phone now by Cormac Cahill, who is Communications Manager at the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland. Good morning, Cormac.
Good morning.
Good morning. Not a bad morning, considering particularly the end of last week when we were freezing half to death, but it's getting better.
Which is, exactly.
It couldn't get any worse. Cormac, this morning we're talking about your pre-submission. But first, can you tell us a little bit about where you're based, first of all, and maybe some of the services that you offer at the Society?
Of course, yeah. Well, the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland, we're based right across the country. We're very much a national grassroots organisation, but our national office is in Blackrock. So basically, we are, you know, a leader in providing advocacy for people with dementia. We also provide dementia-specific supports and services. So, for example, one thing that we have is our National Alzheimer's Helpline. So people can ring in if you're looking for support or a bit of help. We also provide, you know, support groups. We have a mobile information bus that goes right across the country. It was in Carlow and Kilkenny last week and Wicklow before that. And it's basically a mobile information bus that goes right across the country to give people, the advice and help they need very much in their own community. And we also provide, you know, a large number of daycare services as well for people with dementia as well. So,
how many people?
That's pretty much the scope.
I was about to ask, how many people are living with Alzheimer's in Ireland, Cormac? Do we have a figure on the amount of people who've been diagnosed with the condition? And is there anything known about the condition itself as to why certain people get it and certain people don't?
No, at the moment there isn't a reason behind why people might get it. There's a lot of research going on about that at the moment, but in terms of figures here in Ireland, we anticipate it's around 55,000 people today in Ireland have it. We expect that now to more than double really over the next 20 years. So you're looking by 2036, for example, to be well over 110,000 people who would have dementia in Ireland.
Just to put some context on this, Cormac, can you tell us a little about the effect that a diagnosis of Alzheimer's can have on the family of the individual who has been diagnosed with it? Because I can imagine the trauma of the diagnosis itself would be quite severe, but to have to live with it and make all of those life changes along with it must be pretty stressful. Am I right?
It is. It is a very, very worrying time. I mean, even at our pre-budget launch there last week, we had one of our advocates, Kathy Ryan, and she's a member of our Irish Dementia Working Group, and she was diagnosed with dementia in 2014, and she talks about when she was first told, when she first got a diagnosis of dementia. It was very isolating for her, very, very fearful, and she actually talked about, was it not for the support that she had there in her community, she would have felt very much on her own. But because of the support that she had in her community, she had a dementia advisor and a lot of supports and services local to her, she didn't feel, you know, as anxious. But obviously was and still is. It's a very unsettling time for the whole family connected. It's not just to the person with dementia who's affected by this. It's their carers, their families, their wider social group, if you like, as well. And that's why on our website we've lots of helpful resources for people, you know, tips on, you know, how to cope with memory loss and living well with the dementia. And even on our website we've got all the services and supports that are available in each person's county, whether that's Dublin or Kildare or whatever it might be. There are supports and services out there, but there's no doubt it is a very worrying time for people. And again, we do have a national helpline that if people do want support or do want tips, please just get in touch with us.
Just to sum up 2017 so far, Cormac, has this been a good year for the Society?
It has been a good year. I mean, we're really hoping now that we can kind of push on now, especially over the summer months, and as we build up towards the budget announcement, come October, we really want to make it a very good year for the society. I mean, obviously last year with the budget and so on, we didn't get the things that we were asked for. And when we were having our lunch there last week, one of our advocates, Kathy, talked about that. She said, look, you know, she was very disappointed that we didn't get the things we wanted last year. Mm-hmm. And a year for her could be a quarter of what she might have left. That's what Kathy says.
Yeah.
Time is often not on the side of people who have dementia. And we're really trying to push home now to try and get a number of home care supports for people with dementia in next year's budget to try and make this a very good year. I mean, we've had the National Dementia Strategy was launched in 2014, but we're still waiting to see, the strategy for people who maybe aren't familiar with it. It's about increasing awareness and developing kind of community supports for people who have dementia, but we really have to start putting some funding now to start implementing key elements of this strategy. So I think it could be a very good year for society if we can try and drive home some of our asks that we've outlined in our budget submission.
Now, you've just mentioned that you've launched your pre-budget submission. What exactly is a pre-budget submission and how important is it to you?
It's very, very important to us. I mean, it's an opportunity for us to kind of showcase every year. We will always try to showcase what we're hearing on the grassroots, what are people who have dementia and their family members and carers telling us. It's a great opportunity for us to remind the government that, you know, we're still here and we can kind of keep tabs on the government. I mean, every year we will make a pre-budget submission along with a high number of other NGOs across the country. I mean, this year we're really focusing on home care supports for people with dementia because around 63% of people who have dementia live at home. The vast majority of people that we talk to every day want to remain at home and in a environment, if you like, that's very, very familiar to them. So we're trying to ensure that people with dementia can stay living home for as long as possible. And the pre-budget submission that we make every year is a great opportunity for us to actually, you know, directly lobby politicians, to lobby, you know, TDs and senators, and to remind the wider government that, you know, we're still here. People with dementia is a pressing issue. It's not going to go anywhere. And like I said to you moments ago, we had a strategy launched there a number of years ago. We really need to see key elements of this implemented and funding put up behind. So it's a very useful tool for us to try and kind of garner support amongst our kind of supporters for that. I mean, off the back of this launch last week, we have a petition and we're really asking people to kind of get behind that and help us to lobby the government and get the 40 million that we're looking for towards community support. We've 1,700 signatures for that petition so far. We're really looking to ramp that up now over the summer months and then into September, October, when really the decisions around this budget are going to be made.
I was about to ask, is there anything that people who may not know anybody who's been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, the general public can do to help you reach those targets? And also, would you be optimistic that you will eventually reach the targets that this pre-submission hopefully might be able to attain for you?
Yeah, look, we are really hopeful. And again, you know, one thing that the public can do, whether they might know someone with dementia or they don't, is certainly to, you know, go onto our website, have a look at our pre-budget submission. There's a link there from to a video that we've also done from our advocate Kathy Ryan, where she's talking about the need for community support. Like I said, there's also a petition there as well. And if we can really get people behind the petition, get people behind the video, sharing the video out, we had a great response to the video. We only launched it last Thursday. We've had a brilliant response out so far. That if we can really get the community behind us, all of our supporters and the general public who maybe aren't too aware of dementia, it might not affect them directly. But we're talking here about trying to keep people in their own homes. I think we can all kind of relate to that. We're talking about people, keeping people within their own community, make sure they're active in their own community and they're in a setting, an environment that's very, very familiar to them. So there's plenty there's certainly plenty that people can do. They can just log on to our website and you'll see a link there to the pre-budget submission, to the video and to the petition, and really try to help us kind of get behind this, to remind the government that really we need this money to try and keep people in their own homes, in their own community. Again, that's something that I think we can all kind of relate to, you know.
Now, you mentioned a few moments ago, Cormac, the National Dementia Strategy. How was that devised? How did that come about? Also, what difference has it made?
Well, at the moment, lots of other countries have got, varying kind of dementia strategies. At the moment, I mean, in terms of how kind of effective it's been, I mean, if it was fully implemented, it would certainly be very, very effective. I mean, the whole strategy was launched in 2014 by the previous government that's out there now. It's really there to kind of, you know, increase awareness, ensure people have an early diagnosis so they can very much kind of get the right support at a very early stage. It's about developing those kind of community-based kind of services as well, and based to the strategy is there really to ensure people with dementia can, you know, live well. They can stay in their own communities. But as I mentioned earlier on, really without the funding behind it, the strategy is just going to remain a very, very nice document that really just probably sits on a shelf somewhere. We really have to start looking at the strategy and trying to implement key areas of it. And that's certainly what our pre-budget submission is looking at. It's looking at, you know, anything from, developing dementia-friendly communities, for example, because it's very much a whole community support there that will help someone with dementia. Looking at dementia care coordinators, dementia advisors. It's very much local community support for people to help them stay in their own home, stay in their own community. So a lot of that's outlined in the national strategy that we have already. But as I said, without the funds, really, it's not going to go the places that we want it to go.
And just on diagnosis itself, Cormac, there is maybe among some people a misconception that you're in your 70s and your 80s when a diagnosis is made. Am I right in saying that it could be much younger, maybe even in the late 30s, maybe 40s?
Yeah, early 40s, absolutely. Yeah, we certainly have met people and talked to people who have been diagnosed with dementia at a younger age than people would probably assume. One of our advocates, Cathy Ryan, who I mentioned earlier on, she was diagnosed in 2014 with a younger onset Alzheimer's. That was back about three years ago, and Cathy's in her early 50s. So, for example... Oh, wow. That's a good example of people kind of having an assumption that somebody who's diagnosed with dementia might be of this in a certain age bracket, but that's absolutely not true. And that's why it's very, very important that people are diagnosed at an early stage as possible, and that supports are put in for people who do have the younger onset of Alzheimer's. But yeah, you're absolutely right. It's not something that people assume, might be people in the 70s or 80s perhaps who have been diagnosed with Alzheimer's and dementia, but it's absolutely not the case. People are being diagnosed with a younger onset Alzheimer's, and we're talking to people at a grassroots level, and that's increasingly the case.
In the minute or so that we have left, Cormac, a couple of minutes ago you mentioned a video that you produced.
Yep.
Where can people see it? Is it on YouTube, or maybe is there a link to it
on your website?
Okay.
Yeah, it's on our website, alzheimer.ie. It's also up on our Facebook page as well. And it's our advocate, Cathy Ryan, and she's basically talking about how there's been no changes really in the last year in terms of the government putting in home care support. So there's a lot of investment that's needed. She really just hasn't seen the changes, and she's very, very kind of disappointed by this. She really wants to drive home to the government that dementia care really begins at home, and that we need to start kind of building these communities of care to help people like herself stay at home, stay in her own community and in an environment that's familiar to her for as long as possible. So people can check it out on our website or our Facebook page, and please get behind a petition as well to try and remind the government that these funds really are needed, and they're needed now.
And if people are looking to contact you, Cormac, do you have a phone number handy, maybe a website address? And do you use social media, as in Facebook, Twitter, Instagram? And how can people interact with you that way?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the most important number for people is our helpline number. So that's 1-800-341-341. That's 1-800-341-341, and that's our national helpline number. We have a website, which is just alzheimer.ie. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram as well, so people can check us out there. Like I said, we provide a lot of supports and services, support groups, our mobile information bus and daycare services as well. So I think the most important number for people is our helpline number, that if people are looking for help or looking for a bit of support, it might be a family member or a carer, perhaps, please get in touch with us. And our helpline number is open Monday to Saturday as well. All the details are up on our website as well.
And finally, if somebody is concerned about themselves, or they're concerned about a loved one, a member of family, maybe a husband, wife, maybe even a daughter or a son, what's the first thing that they should do, Cormac? Should they contact you directly, or should they go to a hospital first?
No, they can contact us directly on our national helpline, but also if they just want to have a glance, even at our website, we've got lots of documents up there, a lot of helpful resources that, you know, if people are worried about dementia, or they're not quite sure what dementia might be, or they want to look at what's the progression or the stages of dementia, we've lots of really good helpful resources up there on our website. So if you just want to even have a cursory glance at that first, but they can always ring our helpline as well. And our helpline can be reached at the number I read out earlier on, but also it's just helpline@alzheimer.ie, that if people just, they might not want to talk to someone directly, but they want to just maybe just send us an email. So that's just helpline@alzheimer.ie. If they might be worried about someone or worried about themselves, perhaps, just please get in touch with us. There's lots of avenues there for people to interact with the organisation. They can even get in touch with us through social media. If you've got any questions, just please get in touch with us.
Cormac, thanks a million for talking to us here on Lifeline this morning, and do keep in touch if you've anything happening later on in the year, events wise or for fundraising. Do get in touch with us, and we'll have a chat then, okay? And the best of luck.
Thanks very much.
Great stuff, Cormac. Thank you. Bye bye. I was joined there by Cormac Cahill, who is Communications Manager at the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland.